Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
This is the week the mayor says it is COVID crunch time at our hospitals.
To get through next week, we believe we will need between 1,000 and 1,500 more ventilators.
As overwhelmed hospital workers stay isolated from their families, the people they're protecting are out partying in surprising numbers.
Police break up a Pink Floyd cover concert on a front porch in Rumson.
No more knucklehead parties or gatherings.
I'm Sean Adams in New Jersey.
There's a unique case in the Bronx, which until now has not been seen anywhere.
The tiger at the Bronx Zoo, who now has a confirmed case of COVID-19, likely got it from a worker who showed no symptoms. I'm Mac Rosenberg.
Another NFL owner is donating N95 masks to hospitals in need. This is Brad Heller.
And are you drinking enough? Now, we don't mean that. A doctor has simple advice for all of us, like her, who are stationary.
I have to say, I'm guilty of it, too. I've laid in bed for a couple of hours a day.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
Monday, April 6th, I'm Wayne Cabot. Good morning. Another week begins, and we hope and pray that the salvation from this horror is coming. We know that a vaccine is a long way away. We do know that the anti-malaria meds may be working, even though Dr. Fauci calls the evidence anecdotal. But 4,000 New Yorkers are being treated with that, and some say that the outcomes are very good, but it's a drop in the bucket. Hospitals across the area are simply swamped. Crunch time has arrived. Mayor de Blasio said last night there are 4,000 people with breathing tubes in them, and that number will probably hit 5,000 by tomorrow.
It's a staggering number. And remember, for so many of those patients, we've got to fight hard to save their lives. Our healthcare professionals are doing an amazing job, but it's a tough struggle, and a lot of those patients will be hospitalized for many weeks. They could be intubated for 2-3 weeks easily. Once someone needs a ventilator, they need it for as long as they need it, and that's another part of this equation we have to keep in mind.
So the city is requesting ventilators from the federal stockpile, which has a total of 10,000 ventilators. Rumson is one of the highest income towns in a very high income state. But that only means that the guys holding a Pink Floyd cover concert on a front lawn are just better heeled knuckleheads, to use the words Governor Murphy has been latching onto. Sean Adams is looking into that raucous Rumson assembly of acoustic stupidity. Sean?
Yeah, Governor Murphy is not kidding here. Zero tolerance for, quote, knuckleheads who host gatherings during the coronavirus outbreak.
We have got to stay home. We have got to stay away from each other.
In Rumson, Saturday evening, 54-year-old John Malgin hosted a Pink Floyd cover set on his front porch. He and another person kept on strumming and singing when police arrived. 30 people in their 40s and 50s had gathered on the front lawn. An officer finally got Malgin to stop playing right in the middle of Wish You Were Here. Police say the crowd then turned on them. People cursed at officers. One person shouted out, "Welcome to Nazi Germany." Well, some of those folks, they just might be charged. Malgin faces multiple counts, including reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct. Live in New Jersey, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
So you think you can tell heaven from hell? Well, not in that town in Rumson, that one party at least. Thank you, Sean. Newark police issued 180 summonses this weekend for violating the emergency orders and ordered 11 non-essential businesses shut down. A Teaneck woman was charged with terroristic threats for spitting and coughing at officers on several occasions and stating she was COVID positive. A 16-year-old girl at a Wegmans in West Windsor pulled down her face mask and coughed on a customer who said that she was standing too close. Employees at 24 ShopRites in New Jersey have the virus, with suspected cases in three more stores. NJ Transit is asking riders to wear face coverings now. Stock futures, well, let's see, Joe Connolly. I haven't hit the refresh screen yet, so why don't you tell us what's going on with the big money story this morning, Joe? All right, we'll see if we can get to Joe in a second. Do we have Joe punched up over there? All right, we'll see if we can get to Joe in just a second. Meantime, to all of you binge-watching Tiger King, we have a real-life tiger story out of the Bronx Zoo, and unfortunately, it's not good. Mac Rosenberg, good morning to you. Who knew that zoo animals could get COVID-19 from handlers?
Good morning, Wayne. And yeah, this is what we heard about with the recommendation to wear a protective face covering if you go outside in the city, because there's now more evidence that people who are asymptomatic can transmit this disease, apparently now, to animals. The 4-year-old female tiger, Nadia, at the Bronx Zoo, developing a dry cough and a decrease in appetite. In fact, there were a total of 4 tigers and 3 lions who showed those very same symptoms. There was some concern displayed on social media about testing in this case. Bronx Council member Richie Torres, who himself had COVID-19 and has since recovered, tweeted that a tiger in the Bronx Zoo has easier access to a test than the people of the South Bronx. But the zoo's chief veterinarian says you cannot use a test for humans on an animal and vice versa. The zoo says all cats are doing well now under the care of a vet. They are bright, alert, and interacting with their keepers. The zoo also says there's no evidence to this point that animals have any role to play in the transmission of COVID-19, and that includes dogs and cats. Wayne?
Mac Rosenberg, thank you. And while you were reporting, I had a chance to hit refresh on my screen, and I see, Joe Connolly, that the market futures are higher this morning, for whatever that's worth.
Yeah, right. Dow futures are up 850 points, Wayne. S&P 500 index down 23% year-to-date. Many banks have started taking the applications for those all-important business loans, but some banks still are not. Some are only taking applications from businesses who've taken loans from them in the past because they know their credit histories. Other banks say they don't have the guidelines they need yet to make loans to freelancers or gig economy workers. There'll be more of a rush now to get those unemployment checks out starting this week. And reports say the city teachers will no longer use Zoom because of weak security. Some school systems are using Google Hangouts. Some of the city teachers will switch to Microsoft Teams. Wayne?
And Joe, one more casualty of the global economic shutdown, advertising. Barron's reports new technology will not be the savior. They're seeing severe downfalls among print, TV, digital, radio, and outdoor advertising. A lot of thank yous to pass along, and we'll get those next on the Morning News Roundup.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Let's go to the Weather Center. Hey, Craig Allen, I want to pass along. I don't know if you saw this. The World Meteorological Organization says it is concerned about the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the quantity and quality of weather observations and forecasts.
That is interesting that you bring that up, because I think a lot of that has to do with the lack of planes that are flying.
Exactly.
And, yep. Yeah, and they're very concerned because all pilots are giving meteorological information while up there in the sky. So it's not just all the observations that we get down here at the ground and the balloon launches and so forth, but we are missing a small portion. Well, yeah, it's a small to moderate portion of some of those observations that we would otherwise get from all the flights that occur across the globe daily. There's some truth in that, and we'll have to wait and see, you know, a long-term study to see whether or not weather forecasts and predictions actually went down in accuracy. Becoming sunny and milder for today, though, I can tell you that much. It's already getting underway, and the satellite helps me with that. The clearing is underway. The showers are moving offshore. It'll be in the mid-60s today. Partly cloudy for tonight. Tomorrow, some sun giving way to clouds. 60 to 65, 50s along the shore. And then Tuesday night and Wednesday, we have showers. And then it remains mostly cloudy Wednesday afternoon with highs right up around 60. 50 now, humidity 68%, and the wind is north, 6 miles per hour.
CBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
We have thank yous from all over. Let's get to a couple of them right now. From, well, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
To see now what these brave warriors are doing in the hospitals, not only giving life-saving treatment to people, but every single day putting themselves at risk for themselves and their family, I just think that the American public owe a phenomenal debt of gratitude for these people. And they should just salute them in every way you can. You know, when we were at war and at the height of the war in Afghanistan and Iraq, when you're at an airport and you'd see somebody with a uniform come by, everybody would do that. I think that's what we should do when we see healthcare workers, just applaud them.
Okay, Dr. Fauci, well, from my Jersey News Bunker, all alone here, I am clapping all of you, including Nurse Lisa, who I know has been listening, who worked a double shift at the Center for Hope Hospice in Elizabeth, 7 a.m. to 11:30 p.m., and is going back to work now. Nurses and aides are calling out. They are afraid. She says that patients really need us. She was the only nurse with an N95 mask for the last couple of weeks at this hospice house and says, my family called me Mrs. Corona, and I self-quarantine, but it's all good. We hear from people celebrating their birthdays in isolation, but gifted with love from the community. This is Fort Lee, a townwide parade of emergency vehicles to salute the kids who are having birthdays.
Let's go out. Let's make some people smile. The kids are out of school. They're kind of bummed. They can't see their friends, can't have birthday parties. So I wanted to do something nice for them.
I didn't expect so much thing. I thought it would be like two or three. But it was like so much.
Yeah, and not just kids. Listen to the surprise parade arranged for Eric Johnson of Media, Pennsylvania, by his wife Linda for his 58th birthday. People gathered at the little mini-mart down the street, and a parade of about 15 cars went by with signs and floats and gifts. And I saw Eric wipe a tear from his eye afterwards. Good to get that on Facebook from some friends. Appreciation from Governor Cuomo.
Thank you to the frontline workers. I mean, these people, they are true heroes in the true sense of the word. What they do day in and day out under very difficult circumstances. And we thank them all.
One more note. The local fire department in Woodbridge held a funeral procession past the house of a local resident, Richard Gould, to give his wife and family a chance to say goodbye. Fire trucks flashed their lights in front of the hearse carrying his coffin. He was 81 years old. And the help pours in among sports. Here's Brad Heller. Morning, Brad.
Good morning, Wayne. Colts owner Jim Irsay following the lead of Patriots owner Robert Kraft in helping hospitals and healthcare workers fight and treat COVID-19. Irsay is donating 10,000 N95 masks to the Indiana State Department of Health. Last month, he gave $1 million to a local food bank to help in relief efforts. I mentioned the Patriots. Their home, Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, is now a drive-through testing facility specifically for first responders. It opened yesterday and has the capacity to test up to 200 police officers, firefighters, and other emergency responders every day at no charge. The NFL is mourning the loss of a couple of greats. Pro Football Hall of Famer Bobby Mitchell has died at the age of 84. He played in the same backfield with Jim Brown before getting traded to the Redskins, where he led the league in receiving yards twice. He then won three Super Bowl rings as a Redskins executive. Bobby Mitchell was 84. And Saints Hall of Fame kicker Tom Dempsey died of complications from the coronavirus. He was 73. He once held the record, the NFL record, with a 63-yard field goal. Brad Heller, WCBS 880 Sports.
Brad, thank you. And Ray back there in the newsroom. I know I told you to play a commercial next, but hold on to that for just a second because there's something I want to play here that I want to be able to squeeze in, and we'll move the spot down to later. But I don't know if you remember. Of course you remember the I Love New York ad campaign. Well, guess what? It's being reworked.
Hello, this is Steve Carman. When I wrote the I Love New York song 43 years ago, the lyric talked about what a great place New York State is. Now, as we confront the coronavirus, I've rewritten some of the words with the hope that they will inspire New Yorkers to remember that we're all going to get through this. In normal times, I would ask some fabulous singers to come to a recording studio, but obviously I can't do that now. So please accept this reading as a substitute. Whenever we face a crisis, New Yorkers find a way. When everyone works together, new heroes every day. New York is family.
You know, nothing beats family. And we'll win this fight together, cause we're New York. That's why. May God bless our hospital heroes and first responders.
Steve Carman, you are a mensch. Love that. Thank you so much for sending that along, and we're going to pass that along to the governor's office. I'm sure he'll love to hear that, too. Steve Carman, for longtime listeners, we know Steve Carman is the guy who provided us with the News Is jingle package for so many years here on this radio station. Good to hear his voice, and good to hear that jingle again. I love New York, in light of what's happening now. Here are three things to know in the morning news roundup. As many as 4,000 seriously ill coronavirus patients in New York are being treated with the anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine. It seems to be working in many cases. A second thing, there's a lag in testing in Connecticut. As of last night, there were 23,000 tests done, fewer than one-tenth of the 283,000 tests in New York State. Governor Lamont announced 24 new deaths because of this toll now at 189. It's now worse than the worst flu season on record, for those who still want to say that the flu is worse. Listen to this. We Americans are giving in to bad habits, which can have a lasting impact after the crisis is gone. Most recent figures show hard liquor sales up 75%. Weed sales are high. Porn surfing is riding a wave. Non-fresh foods are being consumed. And gyms are closed. We're sitting around and watching more TV. We're gaming more. We're sleeping less. WCBS health and well-being reporter Pat Farnak talked to a good contact of hers, Dr. Dana Cohen, a Manhattan integrative medicine doctor, author of Quench. And Dr. Cohen says that what we should do is get up every couple of hours and just move around.
As a New Yorker, we walk everywhere, and that's sort of been taken away from us. You know, what we've discovered is this network of tissue that surrounds collagen and surrounds every cell in the body is actually a delivery system of hydration. It works almost like a hydraulic pump. So the idea of you have to move your joints to lubricate them, we now really understand why, because it pushes hydration into the cells. So, for example, sitting, we now know sitting is the new smoking. Mm-hmm. And we have a really good understanding why. When you're sitting, you're squelching or stopping the delivery of hydration to your periphery, to your legs. So getting up and moving, I have to say I'm guilty of it, too. I've laid in bed for a couple of hours a day. So anything from bobbing your head to bending, doing ankle twists, to twisting your body. You want to drink a little bit of water. That's important. But a bottle of water and an apple is more hydrating than two bottles of water. And the reason being is that the fiber and the natural structured water that's in fruits and vegetables is more hydrating. It gets into the cells. It holds onto it like a sponge better. A little bit of water and then more hydrating food is just a better way to hydrate.
All right, you heard the good doctor there. Move around, and I don't think 12-ounce curls count.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.